sense of the flowing out and the flowing in. Being aware of the form of your body, being aware of its three-dimensionality. It senses it face both ways. Being aware of the body as the bridge. Being aware also of the body as the chalice, the container, the place through which life flows inwards and outwards. And being aware also of your nature as the green and burning tree. Feeling the roots, your roots going down into the earth. Your trunk extending into space. And your branches extending infinitely. Being tree, being chalice, being human being. Listening deeply into the heart of the self, listening deeply into the heart of the world. And hearing this chant. Yeah. Feeling the echo, hearing the echo and the return. Feeling ourselves spiraling downwards, down and in, into the heart of the body, into the heart of the world. Finding ourselves returning to the Mound Arbeth, to the altar with the Triskel, and the still and dancing flame. Feeling the four mounds around us, the earth beneath us, the heavens above us. Feeling ourselves as maker, as guardian, as bard, as magician. contemplating the triskel, contemplating the flame. Feeling around us the shape of the mound. That is a place of many mysteries. Notice spirals and coils and zigzag shapes on the stone of the walls. And as we notice them, they resolve into spiral stairways and straight stairways and passageways. We notice a particular spiral stair and let ourselves follow it. Moving downwards, turning around the axis of the mound. Feeling the life and the movement in the mound and its solidity and shaping. and we find ourselves in a small chamber. Place of many old books and artifacts. And in the center of the room, there is a lectern and a book. But the book is strange. It is made of stone. And as we touch the covers of the book, it is as if we read it with our fingers rather than our eyes. And as we read the book, we touch into aspects of the fifth branch. For this is the book of the fifth branch. This is the telling of the story in your world, in your time, in your place. This is the mystery of the child and the daughter of light. This is the mystery of Mabon and Modron, the mother and the son. And once again we enter into the stillness of the Tao. We feel the movement of the Awen. As we feel our story arising out of the whole, as our story returns to the whole. Feel the vastness of the Awen, the vastness of the Tao, the stillness that is immovable, the movement that is irresistible, meeting in our frame, meeting in our person, the one and the many becoming manifest in confluence and conversation. Bidbon, Bidbont, who would be the head must be the bridge. And in this moment of feeling our connection to the great stillness of the Tao, the great shaping movement of the Awen, as we touch into the mystery of our form and our Anyan, our essence, we see the shapes of the maker and the magician, the guardian and the bard. We see the shaping of the Mabinogi. We understand the deep structure. And let that understanding work within us. Simply, easily. And as if far off, we hear the chant of the Awen. Bring you back into this, into your room, into just being here and now, letting yourself be aware of your body's contact with whatever you're sitting on, with the air and your clothes, being aware of sound in the room, smelling and tasting the room, and when you're ready, once again just looking at the image on the screen.